to a few verses of scripture that be found in the book of Joshua. I want to read from chapter 4, verses 1 through 9. I do desire and interest in your prayers this morning. Feel very much the need of the help of God. I want to honor him today, and I pray that the message will be a blessing to everyone who is watching and listening. Beginning in Joshua 4 and verse 1. And it came to pass, when all the people were clean passed over Jordan, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, excuse me just a moment. Take you 12 men out of the people of every tribe, a man, and command ye them, saying, take you hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones, and ye shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel, out of every tribe a man. And Joshua said unto them, pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of Jordan, and take you up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign unto you, that when your children ask your fathers in time to come, saying, what meaneth ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them, that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it passed over Jordan, the waters of Jordan were cut off. And these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. And the children of Israel, excuse me, and the children of Israel did as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones out of the midst of the Jordan, as the Lord spake unto Joshua according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, and carried them over with them unto the place where they lodged, and laid them down there. And Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priests were bare, which bare the ark of the covenant, and stood, and they are there unto this day. Now, I'm sorry for my mistakes, and I pray that God will bless the reading of his word, and that it'll be for our honor, or for his honor, and for our good. Now today I want to talk to you, and I want to try to jog your memory. And so I'm going to call this message today, Memory Jogging Day. Memory Jogging Day. This being Memorial Day, a time that's been set aside to remember those who have fallen in battle. Of course, the day has been expanded to include all of those who have died, our friends, our loved ones, our parents, our children, whoever that has been close to us, we remember them. Now, Mabel and I went to Glasgow yesterday, and we put fresh new flowers on her husband's grave and her niece's grave, and we put new flowers on my mother and father's grave. And we came back to Bowling Green, and we visited Jane's grave. That's something that we should do. We should remember those who have lived and who have served the Lord, and those who have died in combat. I have here, excuse me, I have here, this is called the Great Unknowns. And it's kind of a wreath, And it has listed here 12 wars that America has been in. And of those 12 wars, there have been 1,331,699 who have died in service to our country. And of those, that great number, there are 162,869 who are still unidentified. Their graves are unidentified. We drove through the cemetery over here, and we went past the veterans section of the cemetery. Up in Glasgow, we went by the veterans section of the cemetery. And as many of you, I'm sure, have visited Arlington, Virginia, and you've been to the tomb of the unknown soldier, you know. And that's one of the things that we want to remember, you know. We want to remember those who sacrificed, made the ultimate sacrifice in behalf of our country. Now, there has been lots of debate over a lot of these wars. Some say they were justified and some say they were not. I don't know. I don't have the ability to make that judgment. But I'm saying to you that we've had over 1,331,000 people of that served in the service of our country. They were patriots, and they loved this country. And so they served their lives trying to do that which was right and which was asked of them. So I just wanted to mention those. I was reading the other day, and I ran across the name of Ralph Waldo Emerson, and it jogged my memory. I remembered when I was in school about 70 years ago, hearing the name of Ralph Waldo Emerson, but I could not remember a thing in the world about him. That just the name came to my memory. So I looked him. I looked online. I went on there and I said, "Who is Ralph Waldo Emerson?" And so they gave me information about him, and the information was that he was a teacher. He was a lecturer. He was a poet. He had several things to his credit that he had done. But it said in his latter years, his memory began to fail. When he would forget something that he meant to say, he would refer to his naughty memory. His naughty memory. We've heard about naughty children. You know, they're not behaving as they should. He said his memory wasn't behaving as it should. And I have that problem, you know, as well. You know, we should be very careful that we don't forget the really important things that took place in the history of our nation. We should not forget the things that have taken place in our churches and the things that the Bible teach and stand for. Now, today's society, we don't seem, you know, to care too much about the past or about the future either. We're just more concerned about the present time, this moment. What's happening to me this moment, you know. And we don't seem to think and to appreciate like we should the sacrifices that have been made in behalf of our country and that you and I are benefiting from this very day. And we don't seem to think about the consequences of life and the things that we're doing now. We just are interested in self-gratification, you know, and we don't think too much about these other things. But in this lesson that I read in your hearing, you know, God had a chosen people. They were known as the children of Israel. The Lord delivered them out of the bondage of Egypt when they were just a small family, relatively speaking. There was about 70 of them that went down into Egypt, you know. And over a period of 430 years, they grew into a great nation, you know, of people, millions of people even, you know. And as they grew, the Pharaoh, he began to fear them because he was afraid that they had become so strong they would overthrow him. And so he made slaves of them. You know, and so they served with rigor. And because of their hardships, they began to cry out unto God. And God heard their cry, and he sent a deliverer. He raised up Moses, and he sent Moses down to lead them out of that bondage. And the Bible tells us about how the Lord delivered them, and they crossed the Red Sea, and so on. But before they left Egypt, the Lord instructed Moses concerning a sacrifice. He said, I'm going to pass through the land at midnight, the death angel will, and the firstborn in every family will be destroyed. But I have a remedy, he said. He said, you tell them to kill a lamb and put the blood of that lamb on the doorpost and the lintel of the door. And when I pass through the land, I'll see the blood and I'll pass over you. And they did that. And, you know, there was death in every family in Egypt. But the children of Israel in the land of Goshen, there was no death where the blood had been applied to the door. And God said, I don't want you to forget what I've done for you. This is the point of me telling this story. He said, I want you to observe an annual day of remembrance. I want you to remember how God delivered you, what God did for you. And so through the centuries of time, all the way up until the time of the Lord Jesus Christ, they observed an annual Passover, and they remembered that God delivered them out of the hand of Pharaoh. So it's important that we remember the special things that God has done for us. I want to also mention this passage that I read. Now, they had wandered in the wilderness 40 years. Moses had died, and Joshua had become their leader. And Joshua was instructed of the Lord to lead him over the Jordan into the land of Canaan. And so they started, and they got to the river, and it was overflowing its banks. And God said, you set the Ark of the Covenant in front of the people. And he said, it'll come to pass when the feet of those who are carrying the ark touch the water, that it'll part. And you can go over on dry land. Now, I'm just paraphrasing because I don't want to take too much time. But anyway, they did. And Joshua told them, said, I want a man from every tribe, 12 tribes. I want them to go into the river and pick up a stone, put it on your shoulder and carry it out on the other side. He said, and we'll make a memorial. We're going to commemorate what God has done, how that he opened the Jordan River and we crossed over. And he said that memorial will be there to remind you. And when your children see that memorial, they will say, what does that mean? And he said, you can tell them what God did for you. And what I'm saying is that it's important for us not to forget the things that God has done for us. The things that God has done for us. Now, the children of Israel passed over. And they made a memorial of that great event. I want you to think about this for a minute. There was a group of people in England a long, long time ago. They were being oppressed and they were being persecuted because of their religious beliefs. And so they decided that they would head for the New World, the land of America. I know it would take me a lot of time if I went into detail about this. But they came to America, and they established the 13 colonies. But those colonies were still under the authority of Great Britain. And they still did not have religious liberty. The preachers who preached the gospel in this new world. The state, they required them, to get a license from the Church of England in order to preach. And they wouldn't do it. They said that it was God that called us to preach. And God has told us what to preach. And we're going to follow God, So a lot of them were beaten. They were imprisoned. They were punished for preaching the Word of God. And for not purchasing a license from a state church in order to do so. These people, they suffered even here in America. But then there was a group of people. They took a stand, wrote the Declaration of Independence. 56 men, they signed that Declaration of Independence. And you know what they did? They pledged to each other of their lives, of their fortunes, and their sacred honor. And they presented that Declaration of Independence. And that was the beginning of the nation of America. And it's been a free society since that day. I tell you, we should not forget that. It's a wonderful thing to live in a country where you can worship God according to the dictates of your heart. I believe in religious liberty. We have in our city here many different denominations, and there are things we agree upon and things that we disagree upon from a doctrinal standpoint. But I'm glad and thankful that they have the same right that I have, that we can worship and serve God according to the dictates of our hearts. And we're so thankful that we have the privilege of assembly come together, and worship and serve God. And that's something we ought to be really thankful for. And that's something that we ought to appreciate and that we as individuals ought to stand up for, give God the glory. The honor and the glory for those things. Those preachers, they put them in jail. Some of them they beat. But you know what? They didn't quit preaching. They preached from the jail cells. They couldn't even see the congregation. But they gathered outside by the hundreds in support of them. And they preached the Word of God. And I tell you, that's something that we ought to cherish. The right and the liberty to serve and worship God according to the dictates of our own conscience. Now, I want you to think about this. Those men, they not only wrote the Declaration of Independence. Thomas Jefferson penned the Constitution. I believe I'm right about that. If my mind is not being naughty. But anyway, he wrote the Declaration, the Constitution, you know. And then they added to the Constitution the Bill of Rights. And all those are precious documents, folks. We ought to appreciate them. And we ought to give God honor and glory for that, because I truly believe that the formation of this great nation was the doings of God Himself. I believe that this nation has been blessed by the God of heaven. I believe that all of the good things this nation has stood for and that we believe in, I believe that God has blessed us because we believe in those things. And do you know why? America there's been more missionaries that have gone out into the world from America to preach the gospel in any other country, you know. And Jesus told the church, he said, you go teach all nations. And so because of the religious liberty that we've had in this country, the gospel has gone out to all the world. And the Bible says that when the gospel has been preached in all nations for a witness, then shall the end come. And I really believe that with all of my heart. Now, there have been many wars. I've already talked about that. And there have been many people that have sacrificed for these freedoms and these liberties that we enjoy. And, I'm glad that every one of us, we are free men and free women. And we have the right to pursue life and liberty and happiness, you know. And that's a wonderful thing. And I just praise God for that today. Now I want to say this before I go any further. There are some things that we as Christians, you know, we as Christians that we believe in and that we stand for that are so very important. And we have this spiritual liberty. We have been delivered from spiritual bondage, just as the children of Israel were delivered from physical bondage. We have been delivered from spiritual bondage. We have that liberty in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus, He came into this world. He is the very Son of God. He left heaven's glory and He came to this world. And He lived among men. And then He sacrificed His life and made an atonement for our sins. And we have spiritual liberty. We're free from the bondage of sin because of what Jesus did. And you know, the Bible tells us that we're to proclaim this to the ends of the world. And we must never forget what Jesus did. Never forget what Jesus did. In fact, He Himself, you know, I talked about the Passover meal that was commanded to be observed through all generations. Well, the Lord Jesus Christ, just before He was crucified, He called His church together. And he instituted the Lord's Supper, you know. Took bread and the fruit of the vine. He said, this bread represents my body that's being sacrificed for you. This fruit of the vine represents my blood that I'm going to shed on the cross for you. And he said, I want you to observe this supper. I want you to do it in remembrance of me. Don't ever forget Jesus. Don't ever forget what Jesus did. I tell you, the blood of Jesus, it cleanses men from sin. And it is the only remedy for sin. There is no other. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all of our sins. And you know, I asked Brother Wayne to sing. I will sing the wondrous story. I tell you, I want to keep on singing. I want to keep on preaching. I want to keep on testifying. I want to keep on holding up the Lord Jesus. Because Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. So as we remember today, those who are fallen, and as we remember the sacrifices that they made and the great things that they did to provide a land of the free and the home of the brave, I want us, to remember Jesus. Remember the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. How he left his throne in glory for the cross of Calvary. Let's never forget. Oh, let's never forget. Let's remind each other, that we need to keep on keeping on and hold up the blood-stained banner to a lost and a dying world. I guess I'm finished. There are a lot of things I could say and a lot of things I thought I would say, but I didn't get them all said. But there'll be another time, the Lord willing. And so I'm just so thankful that we've had this privilege to be together today. And I want us to sing one more song. And I want us to stand, and I want us to sing. And after we sing, if anybody wants to say anything, you can. But when we're dismissed, we're going to ask that we exit the building.